It's 8:57, 40 degrees. Time for a quick check on commodity markets with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like our markets are quietly mixed overnight, digesting the results of yesterday's midterm election results. This morning, we're eroding just a little bit. Crude is better than half a dollar higher, and the dollar trade is down about 50. Both influences lending support, but the market sale, as I said, is eroding just a little bit. We did not see any sales announced on the overnight reporting system from the USDA. Mildly disappointing there. Looking at current price action, December corn currently down about a penny and a half at 371 and three quarters. March corn down a penny and a half as well at 383 and three quarters. Next July, 397, down one and three quarters. And new crop next year's December is 403 even, down one and a quarter. Soybeans for November down 4 cents at 868. January beans down four and three quarters at 879 and a half. Next July, 917 and a quarter, down four and three quarters. And next year's November is down four and a quarter at 930. Chicago wheat for December is 508, down four. And March is down four and a half at 522. Next July is 541, down five and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for December, down six and a quarter at 501 and three quarters. March is 524 and three quarters, down six and a half. And next July is down six and three quarters at 545 and a half. Minneapolis wheat is down four and three quarters, basis for December at 583 and three quarters. July is down six and three quarters at 592 and three and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for December down six and a quarter at 501 and three quarters. March is down six and a quarter at 525 and a half. And next July is down six and three quarters at 545 and a half. Looking at the livestock market, that's currently mixed to higher, with hogs up about a half a dollar and the cattle trade steady mixed. Monthly USDA supply demand data due out tomorrow. Corn production is expected to be 14.729 billion bushels, down from 14.778 last month. Yield expectations are down about 0.6 bushels at 180.1. Soybean production is expected to be 4.676 billion bushels, up from 4.69 last month. Yield expectations are down about 0.1 bushels at 53. U.S. corn carryout expected to be 1.775 billion bushels, and soybean carryout is expected to be 885 million bushels. Reports that China has revised its corn output up about over the last 10 years is currently up about 20% year over year. I think that's a little bit surprising, so we'll just have to see how the market responds to that. Other than that, U.S. FOMC numbers out tomorrow afternoon, and that should influence our interest rate hikes going forward. Thanks, and I hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's 9 o'clock.